Blog Talk Radio.
Into the room, what would you do? What would you say? I want to sing to him. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. We welcome you and we bless the Lord for all that the Lord has already done and what we're going to do. And our theme is, what are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? And the song was talking about, what would you do if Jesus walked into the room? We don't know whether we are entertaining angels unaware or, glory to God, are we glorifying the Lord in, glory to God, all that we do? Are we bringing chaos or are we bringing peace? Do what we do or our presence, does it change the atmosphere to glorify the Lord? Praise God. We thank you again for coming on tonight for the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection Revival. Truly, we have truly been blessed, and not just words that tickle your ear, word that will be life-changing, transforming us into the image of Christ. So we thank God for those vessels from Monday night all the way up through Sunday, up until tonight. We're looking for God to move in a miraculous way, using the prophet, the woman of God, none other than Prophet Lillian Bird, which is also a pastor of Glory Church. We thank God for her, the overseer. We bless God for Jesus being Lord in our lives, for those that would allow him to be. Glory to God. And as we allow ourselves to be transformed by the word of God, not trying to get a motor out of somebody else's eye. Well, we have 2x4 in ours, but we're humbling ourselves and allowing God to work a work in us through his word. And the glory that he already let us know, that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. For us to be sober and alert so the enemy can't sway us off our post. But if we do, remember 1 John 1:9, we ought to keep a repentance heart at all times. And that word just reinforced last night concerning repentance. Bless the Lord. And any of you that would like to go back and listen to any of the episodes of the revival that you may have missed, any ones that may have gotten the number new or just coming on, bless the Lord. You can go back to www.blogtalkradio.com / and D-E-V-I-N-E, Divine Connection, on the other side of that / and you'll have, glory to God, access to listen to the other episodes from the revival and those in past time too, as well from meetings or either just from prayer. that we have every Monday night at 7, every Monday night and every second, fourth Sunday of the Word. Thank God for this revival, because truly God has been blessing from no matter what position you hold in the fivefold ministry, or just as a lay member, or just coming in as a new creation in Christ. That word each night has found all of us out somewhere. And if you want to grow and become a disciple, all through this revival, there's been something each night that will help shift us and catapult us over into the new dimension in Christ Jesus. Oh, love lifted me, and we know that was through Jesus Christ, and love kept him on that cross on our behalf. And now, glory to God, he's making, having his finishness. We got to make the choice who we're going to serve and be disciples for Christ, or be mediocre if we want to. And what we're going to do is be like them five virgins. Five was foolish and five was wise. And you have your oil in the backup, and we can't turn back around and share it. When that time for the bridegroom, every man got to answer for himself. Glory to God. So faith comes by hearing the word of God, that unchangeable and unimpersonable word of God. Hallelujah. Thank God that the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Are you going to let him light your pathway? And if you stumble and fall, you cast your cares, seek the face of the Lord, and let God direct you. Let the Holy Spirit, glory to God, do like that, not on the compass, but the GPS. And as you speak, then we get offline, glory to God, miss our turn, it'll reroute you. Let the Holy Spirit reroute you so we can be in that place, so we can endure hardship as a good soldier, humble ourselves, wait on the Lord, be encouraged, and go through the test. Know, glory to God, that the testing of our faith, glory to God, is going to come. Glory to God, because God got to know that you're going to stand, and you're going to stand for the whole, for the long haul, and do what he requires of us. So glory to God. So discouragement is going to come. Disheartening will come. Disappointment is going to come. But nevertheless, Jesus went through so we can go through. And when he's overcomer, we can be overcomers. He's overcame so we can be overcomers. So we're going to get ready. Now we have enough people on the line. I'd like to give a few words of just encouragement, exaltation, or either just awareness, so that way we have enough people on, so that way when the woman of God or man of God come on, they'll have ample time to just minister and move and flow with the Spirit of the Lord. And for those that are not familiar with the ministry, when we have service, we always mute the line through the, I mute the line through the system, so that way when the speaker is coming on or whoever is, glory, has the mic, it won't be a lot of interference. Well, because we like to praise the Lord, glorify the Lord, exalt him, fine, because it's just like a regular service, but we have to not have it online because it would interfere with trying to hear the word, so we don't want be a hindrance for her or him flowing with the anointing. So the lines will be muted, and then after the speaker has brought forth the message, the bread of life, then we'll open the lines, and then she'll be able to take prayer requests, and then we'll have remarks afterwards. So I just want to let you know the lineup, how that goes. So in a few minutes, we will have our scripture reading. Praise the Lord, by Sister Rachel. And then we'll have, oh, Lord, make sure I did not make an error here tonight. Then we'll have our prayer, if I'm not mistaken, by Minister. And then let me make sure that that I have that right. I might have someone else on mine. It may not have been her. Praise the Lord. But we praise God tonight, and I'm excited continuously about how God is moving. You have to excuse me. Usually I'm right on point on everything, but tonight I have lost my page. Well, I want to make sure who was on tonight. But I bless the Lord, and I pray that you that have already been hearing the word have been thoroughly blessed, and glory to God, and looking forward to a move of God in your life as you're allowing the Lord to make some changes and rearrange or reinforcing some things, so that way you can be able to carry out whatever that he has for the rest of the year coming into the new year without looking back and tripping over the things that we've already been through, that we are going forward. And one time we're going to look in that rearview mirror is just for a testimony to glorify the Lord, just like in a car, that windshield. Glory to God, our force got all what is looking at our future. Because if we start looking too much in the background of what's going on in our lives, that's give room for crash and burn, and the enemy can trip us up and cause us to lose sight on the on the direction and the place that God had for us to go. Okay, it's Friday night. Praise the Lord. My sister, and who did I have for prayer? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. She did ask to be excused tonight. Praise the Lord. So a crisis came up for Evangelist Carmelita. So that's what I just forgot and so forth, like that she was not going to be able to pray tonight. So I will stand in her stead, and then we're just going to go ahead and right now prepare ourselves for the reading of our scripture. I knew it was something that was kind of throwing me off a little bit. I got that call this afternoon, and I forgot. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have open the lines, praise God, for Sister Rachel. Let me see. Did I miss her number? Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Hector. Okay. All right, my sister, we're going to have you to go ahead and share that scripture that God has blessed. And I'll let you go ahead and announce what it is. Praise God as you, glory to God, share it. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're coming from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. And it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Verse 10 says, as we have therefore an opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of household of faith. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. We thank God. Glory to God. And as we get ready to praise God, my songstress, I'm waiting for her to come on in just a moment. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you and we glorify you and we thank you for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to bless you and praise you and magnify your name. Oh, as we lift you up, how excellent is thy name. There is none like thee. What a mighty God we serve. God, as we cast these cares and concerns back to you, we thank you that we have confidence, glory to God, that you're going to move on our behalf. You said if you be for us, no man can be against us. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. According to 1 John 1 and 9, we want to confess our sins and know you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When trials and tribulation go on, glory to God, we know we're challenged by the enemy. You already told us, glory to God, his thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly. You told us already in your word, glory to God, to stay alert, be sober, be diligent, because, glory to God, the enemy roars around goes around like a roaring lion to seek on who he can devour. And God, we want to not be in that place that we get devoured. We want to stay on that path of righteousness. And you said the word is, according to Psalms 119, that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light into our pathway. Lord, help us allow you to light that path and let the Holy Spirit guide us and don't grieve him and override him. God, help us to let our ears be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on a daily basis. We can always get a word every day. We don't have to wait on a man, glory to God, even though you use these vessels, glory to God, to speak a word, but we can find a word in your word, in the 66 books, on that path every day, on this journey. So God, help us to be helpers one to another, and never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, in the name of Jesus, esteem others more highly than ourselves, and to walk in the agape, walk in the forgive. Help us not to be a deny and justify person that you said in your word, that you can praise me with your lips, with your heart before from me. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying? God, you've been telling us over and over and over all throughout time, glory to God, how we're to live and to walk and to talk and to react to various situations. Help us to get it in our spirits like never before. That's the only thing going to please you is faith and our obedience, not sacrifice. You don't want dead works. So God, I'm thanking you for these words that have been coming over and over, over some in the local assembly, some on, we might heard it on television, we might have heard it look at it on the lab, on our laptops. We may have heard it, glory to God, as we are passing or somebody witnessing or whatever. However you bring, some you've been telling us in your word or just talking to us one-on-one in our closet. What are we doing with it? What are we doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? There are going to be some trials and tribulations. You said, be of good cheer. You have overcome the world. But you said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. Are we going to believe your report? Are we going to let you mold and make us? Are we going to continue to complain and murmur and just do it on a part-time basis? You say hot or cold, lukewarm, I'll spew you out and choose you this day who you're going to serve, and you can't serve two masters. So this word is bringing us into that place. Not my will, but thy will be done. And there's blessings in seeking first the kingdom of God and putting him first. You'll take care of everything there is to take care of. And you say if we walk upright before you, hold no good thing from us. God, I thank you, teaching us more delight. If we delight, then our will become your will. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And then you'll give us the desires of our heart. Thank you again for the woman of God coming tonight. Bless your servant. Stir up the fire in her like never before to bring forth, touch your body, touch your mind, press and pursuing after you, God. So I thank you. Glory to God for the vessel. I thank you, Lord God, for the vessels already spoken and the ones yet to come. Thank you for the hearers, God, that we'll have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And we don't talk about, we just had a good time, but the word penetrates and make changes in the name of Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. And that's from even when we're speaking the word, no matter who we are, God, there's something you're saying in the spirit to bring forth, to put a check in us, to shift us to the next level. So we just can't, glory to God, look at it like just because we're preaching that, glory to God, we are not touched by what you're saying. So God, I bless you for the Spirit of the Lord having free reign in Jesus' name. Thank you again for the divine connection and all glory to God, the warriors all around the globe that are praying and seeking the face of God and standing the gap, interceding and denying themselves so your will can be done. In Jesus' name, we bind Satan up and all this other, any other cohorts or any set up traps, snares, plots, plans, any schemes. Glory to God that you try to come up against the ministry or intercepting. Glory to God on all of this technology or any of the speakers or anything. Glory to God for those that are trying to hear and hearing. In Jesus' name, God, we bless you and we honor you. And we lose Holy Spirit, have thine own way. In Jesus' name, we pray. We thank you and we glorify thy holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. I want to prepare now because even though it's only 7:17, it's a little bit later than what we usually be having to speak on probably about now. I'm just trying to check to find out whether my songbird came on. But if she didn't, 2075. If she did not, then we're going to go on forward and introduce this woman of God and not have no delays for her to minister the word of God. And so if the sister comes on later, maybe we'll hear from her. But Father, we do thank you tonight for blessing this servant. God, we thank you for Pastor Lillian Bird, the prophet. God, anointed vessel that is a prayer warrior, but has been in my life. Glory to God. And we've been prayer warriors for, Monty is about getting ready to be 18 years, so it's already been 18 years that the Lord has blessed us. And even in that time, I can say prayer warrior. So we started out together in prayer. And that's what God has been doing miraculously. And thank God for the prophetic anointing in her life. Thank God for the prayer life that she has. And she is a woman that will seek the Lord before she say anything. Thank God for that dynamic gift that she has for interpreting dreams. And I thank God for the blessing for a humble woman. And she say shy. That was used to be. But in the meantime, thank God for the anointing of the boldness in her, in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Thank God, glory to God. She's a pastor over the last, I know it's over 6 months now, for the new ministry called Glory Church. We thank God for she has been, even in her former church, 18 years. She is definitely faithful, a faithful vessel. And I thank God her former pastor, Pastor Crosby, also said that she is stabilizer. When I met her and met him through the church and so forth, yes, indeed, she had a great influence, and she was just like her pastor said, a stabilizer. I bless the Lord for the anointing that's in her life, and we praise God. Glory to God, she's out of Molden now. She wasn't Columbia umpteen years, but she's in Molden in the last couple of years or so, and near Greenville. And we thank God. That's enough right now. I just want to open the door, open the lines, and so forth, and the door is open through Christ Jesus for her to flow in the Spirit of the Lord without any hindrances, and let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign. You got plenty of time to preach and to minister, and so we want you to welcome her, and we're going to introduce, glory to God, and present to others none other than Lillian, Prophetess Lillian Bird. In Jesus' name, let the Lord use you to his glory. Amen. For his glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. And we serve an on time God. I give God praise tonight. I thank God for this opportunity to come before you tonight. I thank Pastor BJ for having the vision that God gave her to have this seven-day revival. I tell you, it has been packed. I mean, these ladies is not feeding us junk, feeding us the word of God. So I just give God praise and thank him for this opportunity to come before you tonight. I'm not going to be long. I'm just going to give you what God has given me. And I just thank God again for having this revival and giving her that vision. Father, we do praise you tonight. We honor you, God, and we give you glory. We thank you for who you are, God, and all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord, God, for you are good and your mercies endureth forever through all generations. We thank you, God, for always being for us and not against us. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. We thank you for every person on this line tonight, Father God, as we address them and bless them in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask in the name of Jesus, God, that they be blessed, coming and going, God. We thank you that they received this word all week and that they are already full, God. And we pray that not one word that was spoken fell to the ground without producing a harvest. We ask that their hearts be receptive now. God, as your word go forth, we are praying, Father God, that it be a right now word for right now, Father God, and that it will be word for the hearers tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, you know who you want to be here tonight. So, God, we just ask your continuous blessings upon them now in Jesus' name. And, God, I thank you that I would decrease as you increase, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way and move according to your word. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, we just have been having what you call a revival. What are you doing to change the atmosphere? And it has been a powerful word by some powerful women. And my topic tonight is endurance. What are you doing to change the atmosphere? And my topic is endurance. Endurance is a Greek word, and it means to be afflicted, endure, hardness, suffering, and trouble. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So, we have to know that we're going to, as Christians, we're going to endure some stuff. That means just standing, walking through, pressing our way through until the other side. And one thing that we have to know that when God brings us through something, he's going to bring us on the other side with elevation. It's something that we need to grow us up to where God wants us as to the things that he's calling us into. And one of the people we're going to talk about tonight is David. We all know King David. David was just a shepherd boy. And David conquered the giant. And as he conquered that giant, he got the attention of Saul, who was king at that time. And he said whoever would be able to bring that giant down, that he would give him his daughter to marry and a place in the kingdom. And David did so. And he was true to his word. And David began to work with Saul, and they were winning in the wars and whatever they did. But jealousy entered in when the people gave more homage to David than they did Saul. And Saul, from that time, became David's worst enemy. And so we're going to go to 1 Samuel 27, starting at verse 1. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hands of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I shall speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despise of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel, so shall I escape out of his hands. Now David had to escape, and he went with the Philistines, and he took everything that he owned. He took his wives and everything that he owned to escape Saul. And as David dwelled there with his wives and everything that he had, it was told to Saul where David was, and Saul did not pursue him anymore. David had every assurance that he would be king. Samuel had told him, Jonathan and Saul, he had heard prediction of being the coming king. Yet suddenly he seemed to have had a fainting fit and have to conclude that he would after all perish by the hands of Saul. When God tells us something, regardless of what it looked like and regardless of what's going on around us, we got to stand on his word. We got to stand by faith. We got to believe that what God say shall come to pass. Because, listen, we're going to endure hardship like a good soldier. Troubles, trials, and tribulations are going to come. But we have to know that when trials and tribulation come, most of the time it's for our growth, something that God wants us to know. And as David is with the Philistines, all of a sudden they come against him. And when they start coming against him, David has to flee again. And David ends up in Ziklag. And when David is there, now look, as with the Philistine army, David killed, David stole, David did everything that he could do to survive. And he had came to that much demise that he was doing things that he didn't even think he would do. Sometimes circumstances and situation would cause us to do things that we wouldn't usually do, and we cannot judge David, because We don't know what we would do when we get in certain circumstances. You know, it's easy for me to look over there and judge you and say, oh, I'd never do that. I would never do this. I would never, never. But David, running for his life, and he ended up doing all of those evil things that David didn't think he would do. And the people that he run to turn their back on him, and now he finds himself in Ziklag. And he has taken all of his family and all of his belongings with him. And one day David go out and come back. And when David comes back with the army and the people with him, all of a sudden he found out that all the women have been taken, everything that they have has been taken, everything has been carried away. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that was with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Some things will make us cry. Some things will make us fall on our knees. After everything that David had gone through, we're talking about enduring hardship like a good soldier. Everything that David had gone through, now he gets another blow, and his wives and everything has been taken from him. And the thing that happened now, the men, everybody turns against David. They blame David for what has happened. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his son and for his daughters, but David, encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes your best friend will come against you. Sometimes people in your household will come against you. Sometimes the Christians will come against you. And you'll find yourself like David, standing alone. But God said he'd never leave nor forsake us. And in the midst of that, the Bible said that he encouraged himself. Look here, in the Lord. Because, see, we take on battles that's not ours. And we have to take that stuff and give it to God. Because God can handle it. The God of mercy, the God of grace, the God that loves us, that's always for us and never against us. We got to call out to God. And God called out, and David called out to the Lord. And David asked the Lord a question. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this truth, shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue. In our deepest and darkest times, when we are going through trials and tribulations, we need to seek God. We need to seek answers from God. And then we need to do what God say. Because, see, it didn't look good for him. He didn't know whether he would overtake them or not. But God said to him, pursue, and you will surely overtake them, and you will recover everything that you've lost. We got to have that relationship with God where we can hear God at our lowest points. At a time where we don't know whether to look to the left or to the right, when everything seemed to be falling apart. We got to look to God. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He will help us. He will take us through. And most of all, we got to hear the voice of the Lord. He heard God, and he pursued in the midst of everything else that was going on, and he recovered just as God said. David, hallelujah, in the midst of everything that was going on, he trusted God. Sometimes it seems as if the trials never really end. It's like we are coming out of one thing, going into another thing all the time. Whether it's relational, financially, physical, or spiritual, these are challenges that can be very draining and discouraging. We need to seek God in that we do. Because there's one thing that we got to know, that when God brings us to something, we're going to come out stronger than when we went in, that God is bringing us to elevation. So David had to go through all that he went through so that it would make him stronger. And I need to tell you, if you're going through some challenges right now, if it's a relationship thing, learn something as you go through it, because God is going to bring you out of it a better person. You're going to be able to go back into this relationship and be stronger than you was when you came out. Financially. And that's a big one even with the Christians. But God wants us to learn something through it. If we would sit down sometime and just write a list, if we would just write a list of what we're spending money on, we'll realize that we had to save some of that money. We really didn't need to do it. That we have more than we think we have. But that is something that we have to learn, and it'll be a battle. It'll be a battle until you learn it. You just keep going through the same thing over and over again. God brought you to that place so that he could grow you up in it. Physical or spiritually. You know, I was going through this thing of with my blood sugars being up in 500s and the going to the doctor, and they were giving me insulin and giving me this and adding this pill and that pill, and wasn't nothing happening. And God spoke to me, and he said, you got to do something. See, we got to get in the fight. The battle is already won, but we got to get in the fight. We got to do our part. And God said, you eating all them sweets. You putting all that sugar in your coffee first thing in the morning. And you keep trying to go to the doctor for them to solve it. And God said, you're going on going through until you come to a place of self-control. And I had to get to that place where I stopped using sugar and start using Equal or not eating maybe all of that sweet, but eating something else, and my blood sugar came down. But I went through that not to be overthrown in that situation, but so that God could bring me out stronger than when I went in. So just know that everything that you're going through is so that God can perfect those things in you. All for ministry. Whatever's happening to you now, I don't care what it is. God needs to perfect some things in you before he puts you out in ministry. Because, see, I can't tell somebody something that I'm not able to defeat. You know, sometimes I hear, you know, If God can't get me out of adultery, and I'm a pastor, how am I going to stand up and preach to you about what God can do? If he can't do it for me, why do I think he can do it for you? I got to go through that testing and trial, and I can tell you, I know he can do it. I know God is greater than anything that you face. I know that no weapons formed against you going to prosper. They're going to be formed. But if we stand still and wait on God, God will deliver us through them all. And here is where David finds himself. Everything around David seemed to be going wrong. But David seeks God. And God directs his path. And we know the end of that story. That Saul dies and David, just as was told by him, that he would be king of Israel. So we need to stand on what God say without wavering. But it's going to be a battle sometimes. It's going to be a fight sometimes. But we got to stand strong and being encouraged in the midst of that. God is trying to teach you something. And we're going to talk about another strong man of God, a man that loved God. And we're going to go talk about Job a little bit. And we're going to go to Job 1. And it says that there was a man in the land of Ur whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now, we know that Job went through some things. But listen to this. I want to tell you now that Satan, your adversary, can only get to you if God allow him to. Satan didn't even ask to come against Job. God said, have you considered my servant Job? And sometimes when we're going through trials and tribulations, it's not always the devil. God is trying to speak to you. God trying to get your attention. And God allows Satan to come in. And he allows Satan to do so many things. But guess what? God already got a limit. God said you can do this, but you can't do that. You can do this, but you can't do that. And God said Satan went in and took everything the man had. The Bible said that he was the richest man in the East. He took his children away. He had seven children. He took all of his children. He took all of his cattle, everything that he had. Listen, one day, you talk about having a bad day. You talk about trials and tribulations. You talking about staying in the fight. He attacked him with everything that he had, and yet Job continued to stand firm, believe in God and trust in God. And Satan comes back with the second attack. And this one is when he attacked his body. But again, he has limits. God said, you can do this, you can do that, but you can't take his life. And the Bible said that this man that loved God so much, he go out to the ashes and sit among the ashes, and he began to talk to God. And things got so bad with Job, with the sores and everything on his body, that he began to pick the sores, taking the scabs off. And I know that we look at his wife strange, because it was so bad that his wife told him, why don't you curse God and die? But you know, it's something when you have to look at somebody that you love suffer and going through different things. And her faith was not where his was. She didn't know God like he did. And so she said, why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die? Because she saw everything that he was going through. And yet, Job refused to curse God. He said, you're talking like a foolish woman. You're talking foolish. We have to get to that point regardless of what's going on. We can't blame God. I mean, Job come to that place where he was just trusting God, and his friends came, and they began to accuse him. Job even cursed himself, but Job didn't curse God. Job cursed the day that he was born, but he did not curse God. He continued to trust God. He continued to believe in God. And Job got to that point where he was really seeking God. And I want to tell you that if we seek God, if we seek God, we'll find him. If we just trust God, God will show up. And through him going through all of that suffering and the trials and the tribulations and cursing himself and still praying to God, what happened? God showed up. And the Bible said that God showed up in a whirlwind. Hallelujah. God showed up in a whirlwind. And he began to question Job. You know, like where were you? Job, when I spoke everything into existence, where were you? But what God wanted Job to know, in the midst of all of that. But see, some of us, we know God or we know of God, but we don't have that relationship with God. But in the midst of his trials and tribulation, God showed up. God let him know, I am not just the God that's sitting up there in heaven that you're praying to this way up there. But I want to have that personal relationship with you. I want you to know that when you cry out to me, I'll show up. I want you to know that I'm in your presence, Job. I want you to know that I'm that God that will stand with you through everything that you're going through. I want to have that personal relationship with you. That's what God is saying to some of us tonight. We think of God as somebody sitting up in heaven judging everything that we do, throwing rocks at us. But I want you to know that God is with you right now where you are. And God is for you and never against you. God is up on in heaven being your best cheerleader. Go through. You can make it. You can make it. Just make it another day. You can make it. No weapons formed against us gonna prosper. And we got to stand on his word. Because God has given us promises. And we just got to stand on the word of God through the midst of what we're going through. Job 34:28 said, he hears the cry of the afflicted. He hears us when we cry to him. Psalms 4:3 said, but know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call him. Psalms 9:12 says, he forgetteth not the cries of the humble. Psalms 28:6 said, blessed be the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication. Psalms Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. God is with you. God is for you. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. But we got to endure. We got to fight that good fight of faith. We got to stand without wavering. We got to know if God brought me to it, he's going to bring me through it. Huh, not just with what I had when I went in, but more than what I brought in, I'm going to bring more out. That's how God blesses us. Don't give up in the fight. Know that God got you. Know that he has you. David had to learn that. Job had to learn that. That knowing God cost us something. For being children of God, it cost us something. We're going to go through some things just because we're Christians. We're going to suffer some things because we are not willing to compromise. You know, sometimes people hold that against you. But guess what? I'm going to hold on to his hands. I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. So we see these two men that have gone through hardship that we can only think, how did they make it? What would I do if I was in that situation? And how they came out. We know that in the end, after Job went through everything that he did, God came in and gave him double for his trouble. We know that God blessed him and he restored him with children and land and material things. He didn't lose a thing, but one thing that he gained through that whole process was getting to that place where he knew God. Not just somebody up in heaven, but somebody right now, right here in my presence. He had that personal relationship now with God that he didn't have before. I'm going to ask that question. Do you have a personal relationship with God? Do you believe that when you pray and ask God something that God hear you? Do you believe that God will not let you perish? I don't care what you're going through, that God is there for you. He might not all the time take us out when we want to come out, but I'm guaranteeing you and telling you, coming out of this. You coming out of this. I don't care what situation you're going through. Now you're coming out, and you're coming out stronger. You're coming out with more than you took in, and you're coming out with that personal relationship with God. And if God have promised you something, you can stand on it, you can take it to the bank. If I write you a check for $1 million, I wouldn't advise you to take it to the bank. But if God writes you a check for anything, you can just take it to the bank and know it's good. Because that's the kind of God we serve. And we're going to talk about another servant of God. We're going to talk about Paul. Now, we all know that Paul went through some things. So we're going to go to, I think it's Second Corinthians. Look at Second Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 11. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians 11. And we all know Paul. We know that Paul was a hater of the Christians. We know that he persecuted the church. We know that Paul was faithful in doing what he did. That's one thing I like about Paul. Paul didn't have do nothing, even when he was a sinner. Even before he came to the knowledge of who God was, Paul, he went after Christians wherever he saw them. And he was faithful in doing that. And we know that on his way to Damascus that he had this encounter with God, and it changed his whole life. And in doing so, Paul went through some things. And Paul always said that he was the least of the apostles because he didn't get to be taught by Jesus. He didn't walk with Jesus. He wasn't there. He missed out on there. But he was taught by the Holy Spirit when his eyes came open. And I'm not talking about just his physical, we know that he went blind. But I'm talking about the spiritual eye that we have. We got a spiritual eye that need to be open. And when we open our spiritual eyes, we can go through some things. And Paul is, what do I want to say, energetic and active and joyful through everything that he's doing. And he goes about teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he says in 2 Corinthians 11:4, but if he that cometh preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, he's talking about him and disciples, or if you receive another which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. We got to know in this day and time that there are that there is a spirit that's been released in the atmosphere that we have never faced before. And you better know Jesus in this hour like never before. And I need to tell you that persecution is going to come. We're going to be persecuted. The church, we don't know persecution like a lot of other countries, because we got Christians being killed every day for mentioning that name of Jesus Christ. But they will not receive any other gospel or teaching. And there are a lot of spirits out there, y'all. I'm telling you, a lot of spirits. But they're not the spirits of God. Because they're murdering spirits and lying spirits. And, I mean, all these unclean spirits that's going on now, you better stand up for Jesus. You better know God for yourself. Because trials and tribulations are coming now like never before. The church is being led astray because of lack of knowledge, because we have not seek God in his word. We have not stood on the truth. And Paul is speaking to the church, and he's telling them, you know, I come to you, and I let you know what is going on, but you can stand. You can stand. Don't waver with another gospel. And Paul knows that persecution is coming because he has been persecuted. But because he loved God, he is not wavering, and he takes joy in his suffering. 2 Corinthians 11:16 say, I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. Paul boasted in his suffering that which I speak is not after the Lord, but as it was foolishness in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For your suffering food's gladness, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Happy if wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labor, more abundant in stripes, above measure, in prison, more frequently in death. Paul's talking about his suffering and what he's going through. And people think, you know, as Christian, we're not going to go through anything. But Paul said, of the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes, save one. He was beat for the gospel's sake. He was beat for the word of God that lived inside of him. He said, three times was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. Paul is talking about his suffering. And it's all for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, if we're going to go through anything, it needs to be for the sake of Jesus Christ. We can boast in it because he already knows his reward. He says, in journey often, in peril of water, in perils of robbers, all these things have happened to me. Impaled by my own countrymen, by the heathen, in the city, in the wilderness, Paul had walked through some things. And he says, in weariness and painful, in watching often, in hungry and in thirst, Paul had endured hardship like a good soldier. And he's talking to Christians, not heathen. We don't think we're supposed to go through nothing. We don't think we're going to experience nothing. But I need to tell you, as a child of God, we're going to go through some things, and we're going to suffer some things for the sake of this gospel. And I believe it is going to come a time, y'all. We got to know what time it is. It's going to come a time where people are going to be sought after right here in the United States of America. They're going to be sought after gospel and not be able to find it. They are going to be hiding in cages, in caves. They're not going to be able to open up churches. They're going to have to be strong. And what we're going through now, strengthening our spirit, man, by reading the word and staying focused and staying in the battle and speaking out and proclaiming this gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified, so that when the time of trouble, we got something inside of us. Some of the things that we walk through for right now, it's going to be so we can get spiritually strong. so that in that time of battle, we got something. Got to put our war clothes on. I've heard too many people say I'm too blessed to be stressed. Yeah, you might be. Yeah, I've said it. But I need to tell you that there's something that's got to bring us to our knees that we're going to go through. And this is now. This is for the church. This is not for the world. This is for the church. This is who Paul is addressing. And Paul is talking about everything that he's gone through. We know that Paul is in prison in Rome. And that Paul is building churches. He's writing letters to the people, and he's encouraging them. But he's telling them the truth about things that will happen and what he went through. They're no better than him. And we all gonna walk through something. I don't care how many times a day you pray. There's just something that's going to happen. And look, none of us are perfect. I thank God every day for the trials and tribulation that I walk through, because every time I walk through, I came out better than I was before I went in. I came out praying where I didn't pray before. I came out reading that word that I didn't do before. I came out with a relationship with God that I didn't have before. I came out trusting him more I didn't have before. Every experience that we have as Christians ought to be about the kingdom, building up the kingdom of God. Trials and tribulations will come, but God is going to bring us through them all. We're going to mount up like eagles. But our legs got to get strong. And so here is Paul, a man that knows something about suffering. But in that, Paul have learned to go through every situation in his life. He said, I've learned to abound and abase. That's what Paul learned in going through. And we have to learn that in every situation, I come out stronger and I come out learning something. Don't go through nothing for nothing. And then you go right back to that same way when you come out. You just keep around that same mountain. But whatever you go through, let it strengthen you. Learn something from it. You know, when the child stay in the first grade 2 years, second grade 3 years, whatever, it's because they ain't learned nothing. And they keep repeating that grade. So if you're going through something, even with your finances, and you come out, if you ain't learned nothing, you're going to go right back to doing the same thing, and you end up right back at the same place. Learn something when you're going through. Into hardship, like a good soldier. Because God is strengthening you for this battle that we're all going through. And I'm going to come to an end. And I'm coming to the end. Hey, there is a man. And his name is Jesus. He endured hardship like a good soldier. And I'm not talking, hallelujah, about the God Jesus, but I'm talking about the man Jesus. Before his ministry began, he was led in the wilderness by the Spirit, and that was Spirit of God. He was led in the wilderness to suffer some things because of the ministry that was in him. He was led in the wilderness by the Spirit. spirit so that he could get strong. Hallelujah. So he could go on the cross and die for me and you. Before he started his ministry, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord led him into the desert. He was beaten. He was slapped. He was spat on. He was called the liar. He was rejected by those that he loved. He suffered hardship in his body as a man, not as God, but as a man. And he came and he endured so that we could have life and have life abundantly, so that we could be in right standing with the Father, so that we could inherit, hallelujah, hallelujah, heaven one day. So we got to know, hallelujah, that we got to suffer through some things. We got to endure some things, and we're going to do it. And in that, we got to know that it ain't always the devil, but we got to know that is God, because he's trying to work out something in us. So I just want to leave you with this tonight. God has put a limit on all the adversity that will come in your life. Adversity is God's tool for building godly character in us. Adversity usually comes in the areas where we feel the most confident. God's ultimate design is to conform you to the likeness of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about, is to get us into that likeness of his Son. Hallelujah. Father, we do praise you and honor you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for every trial and tribulation that come our way, every testing, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we pass the test. We pray, God, that we don't come out the way we went in. We pray that we come out better. Hallelujah, than we did before we went in. And most of all, God, we pray that we come into that personal relationship with you, that we know you as omnipresent, that you're right here right now, God. Hallelujah. That we know, Father God, and can have confidence in you, that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. Help us to endure hardship like a good soldier. Help us, Father, to know who we are in you and what we possess in you, dear God. Help us to know, God, that we're in this thing to win it. Help us to know, God, that we're your mouthpiece right here, right now in this earth. With everything that's going on, give us a word in this season, Father God, that we might speak forth the articles of God, that we might see men and women saved and changed by your power. And God, even as we ask those things, help us know it's going to cost us something. Hey, it's going to cost us something. It's going to cost us to pray more, to read more, and to be real, Father God. It's going to cost us something, but we're going to come out so much better than when we went in. So, Father God, we do thank you. We thank you for all the word that has went forth this week, God. I pray that we just not be hearers but doers of that word. I pray, Father God, that that word went forth and will not come back void, but it touched the heart. I pray in the name of Jesus that we know you're never forsake us, God. And help us to hold on. If you just hold out until tomorrow, everything will be alright. If you just hold out and never doubt him, everything will be all right. Amen. Put it back into your hands.
God, I'm so full and still writing. This is such a powerful, magnificent word. Glory to God. I still want to touch it, but right now, before we even make any remarks, Pastor or Prophet, I certainly thank you for listening to the voice of the Lord to bring this word on endurance. Well, we'll do remarks in a little bit, but, whew, Lord, I thank you for this word. God bless. I'm going to open all the lines for anyone that have any prayer of strengthening, encouragement, wisdom, enlightenment for what the word brought to you or whatever the request may be. We're going to have the prophet pray for you in just a moment. We have quite a few lines to open. So, God, I just thank you. I just want to give you glory and praise for that anointing and for the wisdom that come through, glory to God, of this word that you're giving us, that we will take it and we will obey it and let it find us out where we are, and not to make any justifications, but just say, Lord, it's me, and Lord, allow you to just do whatever is necessary in me to get to where I need to be. Praise the Lord. At this time, all the lines are open, so anyone that have a prayer request, and we want to not just like hold any airtime on the line, just places. Once you give your request and it get prayed for, then go with that the next person or however. Bless the Lord. So what request you have now, we want to give it this time for this prophet to pray.
Oh, Brother Black, that God continue to work with me concerning staying up in things like that, because I'm having a serious problem even more so. But nevertheless, I know God is good. I know he's doing things, but, you know, my body has something to do with it. Amen.
You said to stand, my brother, that's what you said?
Staying up, the sleep pattern.
Okay, you know? The sleep, okay.
Yeah.
Pastor?
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. Did you want to take a couple of them at a time, or one as they come along?
Well, we can take them all at one time.
Okay, then. Praise God. Anyone else? Okay, if there's none else, then we're going to go ahead and let Pastor give one more outcry for it. She's going to take all the requests at once. So if there's anybody else, she's going to take them in a bulk order and then pray individually for them then. So is anyone else so that way? If not, then we are going to remarks afterwards. Anyone else have a request?
Keep my sister-in-law, Barbara, in prayer. She's the one that had the stroke, and that some kind of way she's contacted Mercer. Please keep her up in prayer.
My Lord, Mercer. Praise God. Okay, Pastor, seems like that's the only two we have tonight. Praise the Lord.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Pastor, but can you, y'all, my grandson, can when and his family up in prayer. He lost his grandmother last night.
Okay. Praise God, grandson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to say my mother is back in the hospital. They were talking about some type of liver disease and a lot of mucus in the throat area.
My Lord Jesus. Liver. Okay. Okay, this time, since we don't have any more, we're going to go ahead and have Pastor go ahead and take these prayer requests. Bless the Lord, and we'll be in agreement as she prays. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we do praise you and honor you. You said in your word, to ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knock the door shall be opened. So, Father God, I know that you've heard the request of all of these requests that have gone up tonight. So, Father, right now in Jesus' name, I do lift up Brother Black to you. God, I thank you for this man of God. I thank you for this man of God that hears your voice. I thank you that he is a prophet of God. And the enemy, God, will try to come and shut him up and keep him tied down. But, God, we say in the name of Jesus that he will be able to stand, Father. He will be able to endure. We come against whatever this is, Father God, that causes him to sleep. And we say in the name of Jesus that you will give him refreshing, God. We say in the name of Jesus that he will be able to stand and hear what he needs to stand in Jesus' name. We cancel that assignment of the enemy against him now, Father, in Jesus' name. He will be alert and ready to go at any time. So, Father, whatever this is, because he's the work that he's working hard, God, and has to do it, we ask in the name of Jesus that you just show him how to get some rest. God, if it's something physical or something to do with a sickness, God, that causes him to be tired or coming against his body, God, we say that it won't work in the name of Jesus. So we ask you now, God, just to give him a refreshing. We ask you, Father God, to build him up right now in Jesus' name. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that he will speak forth that you've given him. And we come against every hindrance now in Jesus' name. No weapons formed against him shall prosper in the name of Jesus. So we bless him now in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you as we lift up Barbara to you, God, that has had this stroke. We know, God, that you've already sent your word to heal her. We know, God, that there's nothing too hard for you. So we speak healing now to Barbara. We say that it didn't do any damage, God, to any of her limbs. We thank you that her brain will work the way it was created to work. And we thank you, God, that she'll be able to come out that hospital soon, even as we come against Mercer now, God, in Jesus' name. We say, God, that they will put her on antibiotics and other things, God, that will work against that MRSA, Father, in Jesus' name, that it not get down into deep tissue, Father God, and that able to cure her right now, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Raise her back up, God, for where she was before. So we thank you, Father, as we present her before you right now. In the precious name of Jesus, have your way in our life, Father, in Jesus' name. And God, we do lift up Brenda's grandson for you. God, you came to bind up the brokenhearted, Father God. You know, God, that sickness and death will come, But, Father God, you're going to bring us through, and joy will come in the morning. So, God, we pray now for his broken heart. We pray, God, that he will grieve in a healthy way. We pray, Father God, that he will know that she's with you, Father God, and that it will bring comfort to him. God, we ask that you comfort him now as only you can, Father God, as he walked through these terrible times. Bless him, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that he will walk into that place of just releasing her to you, Father God. And we bless him as he walked through. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Okay, also for Brother Black's mother.
Oh, God, we thank you for this woman of God. You've raised her up before, and you can do it again, Father God. We come against any liver disease or any other thing that's going on in her body right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her strength. We thank you for her healing. We thank you, God, that by your stripes she is already healed, even as she's walking through. We are praying, Father God, that you give the doctors wisdom, show them what to do, how to go in and how to go out in the precious name of Jesus. And we are praying, God, that this day don't even be long, that they'll know exactly what's going on and know how to treat her. So we come against every sickness and disease, God, that have attacked her body. But she, God, she is yours. And we call her healed and whole now in the precious name of Jesus. Bless this woman of God, God, even as she's in the hospital. And we ask you to give strength even to her son now as he stands in the gap for her, as he pray, and as he pursue you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to take a few remarks now. Since Pastor First Lady Page and Bishop Page is on the line, we're going to give them first opportunity to go ahead and share, and then we'll leave the lines open for any others that would like to share tonight. Praise God for any remarks. Mm-hmm. So, First Lady Page, or you go ahead.
Praise the Lord. We enjoyed the word tonight, Bishop Page and I. It was truly encouraging. Pastor Bird, you touched on so many areas that the saints are dealing with right now, and we thank God for you delivering what God gave you tonight. It was a timely word, and we thank you and pray blessings upon you.
God.
Okay, there's a prayer request out there, so we're going to let she can get to put it in first. Sister Alicia, go ahead.
Well, praise God. First off, just to be obedient to the remarks, I want to thank you, praise God, for the word on tonight, for endurance. I always love how you preach or minister the word, Pastor Bird. It just go in so smooth. Just a great teaching. And I'm praying that I continue to walk in that way of being able to stay in a place of God to endure no matter what goes on. And then that part that you said about sometimes if we really pay more attention to even just how we spend money, we will find out we have, or what mm-hmm. we spend money on, we probably have more than what we thought. So that was definitely on time for me, because that was one of the things that I'm asking God to help me with. But I've been in and out because I'm out right now, but I'm asking for a prayer request, please, for my grandfather. He was Bobby Simpson. He was supposed to have his shoulder surgery done, but, you know, now before you do your surgery, you have to do a COVID test, and he found out that he does have COVID. So he said he has mild symptoms, but I guess he just found out. I think he said yesterday, Mama. I may be wrong. But anyway, so he talked to you. So if you all would just pray for him, that the Lord continue to keep him and that he comes through this with no issues, no problems, and also praying for his surgery that that he will be having after he comes through this. Thank you.
Well, baby, this is the first time I talked to him yesterday, but I didn't know you had COVID. Okay, then, love you. Okay.
Father God, we thank you and we praise you as we lift up Alicia's grandfather for you. God, there's nothing too hard for you. And God, we know that you are able to do all things for fail. You can cure COVID, God, just as well as you can cure the flu or any other thing, God. Everything is in your hand. So we lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any complications of COVID. We pray that he will continue to be able to breathe and be able to, is he at home? And
yes,
be able
ma'am,
to.
He is. And he also prayed for my mom, too. I didn't realize she didn't know. He thought he told her. Thank you.
Okay, and stay home as he recover from this COVID. And God, we pray this not be a long, drawn-out thing in the name of Jesus, and that it just be where it's mild, Father, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Father God, that he will regain all of his strength so that he will be able, God, to have that surgery that he needs on his lung. We're believing you, God, that the surgery and everything will be well and it will be quick, Father. Precious name of Jesus, nothing too hard for you. So we lift him up to you, Father God, and we are believing you for his complete healing in the name of Jesus. Because God, you said in your word, with two or three gathering in your name, touching and agreeing on any one thing, that you would be in our midst, and we can ask anything of you. So Father God, we lift him up to you right now in the precious name of Jesus.
Praise God. We bless the Lord. We're standing on the word with it. And all the prayers, requests, glory to God, we're holding on to the promises of the Lord, and he's faithful. When his word go out, it will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he do. We just have to have the faith to do so. Praise God. Any other remarks? Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take each person maybe 1 or 2 minutes and whatever like this right here just to share a little bit for encouragement to our beloved woman of God, because truly she delivered a powerful message for us to live by. It is food for the soul, for sure, for the spirit man. Amen. Any more remarks?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly I give God glory, honor, and praise for Pastor, Apostle, Prophet Bird. Wonderful word. I thank and praise God. You did an excellent job. Praise God. Your topic, endurance, praise God, and you gave excellent examples of people of God, David, Job, Paul, one of my favorites, praise God, and they certainly is a test to the endurance that they went through, praise God, and I like what you said, when you go through endurance, praise God, you really benefit from what you're going to receive out of that, not kept thinking about what Paul said, this is a light affliction compared to the glory that we will experience. And one version, the Living Bible, say it like this, these troubles and sufferings of ours are, after all, quite small and won't last very long, yet this short time of distress will result and God's richest blessings upon us forever and ever. So I like how the Living Bible put what Paul said. But that was really awesome, excellent message that you gave. Yes, persecution. We see what some of the persecuted Christians are going through around the world. And I like what you said. You better know who you are. You better have relationship with the Lord. You better be trusting God, seeking after God, standing on the promises of God, hallelujah, and know that God will cover you in the name of Jesus. And I just thank and praise God. So know God for yourself, praise God, and just remember, Keep on your whole armor. I sleep in mine. Hello, somebody. Anyway, I thank and praise God for you, Pastor Bird, Apostle, Prophet Bird, in Jesus' name. I love you, dear. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. This is Pastor Sims. Give God high praises for you, Pastor Bird, for the message that you brought to us tonight. It was really a lot, but one thing jumped out at me that said, when you said that how David encouraged himself, and a lot of times you really have to encourage yourself, and the test that you're going through is not to kill you, but it's to catapult you into another realm. You're going up from glory to glory to glory, and we thank you so much for that anointed word that you brought us tonight. God bless you, and may you preach many, many more messages under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Prophet, that woman of God. I thank God we use you tonight because a lot of people need to hear that. Stand on God's word. Let your faith speak for you and use a woman of God, a prophet of God. That's what I really love about you, Prophet. You are a prophet of God. And when you speak it, you meant it. And I thank God for using you tonight to bring these things out. Because we must know who we are, man, and know that when we stand. Let your faith speak for you, and that's what you tonight. And I thank God. I enjoy it. That table was fully spread.
Amen. Yes, it was.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Apostle Bird, I just thank God for you on tonight. Thank God for how you was talking about how Joe was, different things what you were saying about Joe. And I thank you for the part where you was saying it's not always the devil, because sometimes we just, you know, things just happen ourselves. You know, God is trying to, you know, bring us through some situation, like Joe was trusting God and all the things that he was going through. So I just thank God for your word because it was really good, and I pray that God continue to bless you in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Amen. I want one more thing while somebody waiting to come on there. Prophet Bird, you said endurance was like affliction or hardness or trouble. And before I even said any of that, I had put a note above that saying, I pray that the word of God tonight will grow us, praise God, challenge us, and heal us. Those are the three words that I put before I even started taking any notes. So I thank and praise God when you talked about endurance. What you're going through, praise God, you can learn something from it because, praise God, hopefully you won't have to go through it forever if you learn the lesson that you're supposed to get from it. Thank you, ma'am. Amen.
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 Hello?
So how are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm still here. We're past it gone.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Hello?
Her phone may be on mute. I don't know.
Where's the DJ?
Because I don't hear nothing on that side from BJ. I heard
Hello?
You.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, we hear BJ.
Yeah.
BJ.
Exactly.
Okay, then go ahead the next person or whatever because I have to open my power door with this with the phone real quick. Continue the remarks, okay?
Remarks.
Okay, continue.
Well, anybody else got any remarks? I got about two and a half pages, but I was trying to be brief. I was being expedient.
I want to thank Apostle Pastor Bird for the awesome word that she brought forth tonight. I just want to thank her, you know, for bringing up, we got to have that relationship with God. And then even when we go through, we got and having that relationship with God, and we can call on God and God will hear us and he will bring us through. So I just thank God for that awesome word, Pastor Bird, and I pray that God continue to take you up in higher heights and deeper depths in him, so that you can continue to bring forth an awesome word for his people. And I love you, Pastor Bird.
Thank you. Amen. Love you.
Sure did spread that.
We try to give people a chance to say something, but let me just say one more thing since nobody's said nothing. Like I said, I have a few pages of notes, but I'm not going to give them all. I love one of the things I had put a little star by is that all these examples that you gave.
Anyone else able to come on?
Yeah, somebody else came on, but I was going to give one last point, possibly, CJ.
We don't have that much time, sis, okay?
Okay, well, I'll shut up. Y'all go ahead on then. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, but I had trouble with my door trying to use the cell phone. But does anyone else have another remark before we let the speaker go ahead and speak? If you have one more, we'll take that remark and then let Pastor Bird. Sorry for that interruption, but definitely unexpected, but I had no other way to handle that. Anyone else? Okay, Pastor Bird, would you go ahead and do your remarks?
Praise God. I just want to say that I am honored to be on tonight, and I thank God for his word. And even in studying God's word, he showed me some areas in my life that I really needed to repent and I really need to grow. So I thank God for that sometimes there is growth in our pain. When we are going through, I need to know from God, what is it that I need to learn from this, especially if I keep going through the same thing over and over. So we just give God praise tonight, and we thank God for the obedience of his servant, Pastor BJ, as she continues to have revival, and whatever God says she will do it, and she's faithful to having an outlet so that word can go forth. So I just speak blessings upon everybody tonight and pray you God's seed. And thank you for your remarks. And I pray that something that I said tonight would encourage each one of you. Praise God. Amen.
Pastor Hubbard?
There's some things and so forth. I'm sorry, talking on mute. Ever since Pastor finished speaking, I'm talking on mute. But anyway, I've said there's some things that I need to be consistent in that was brought out tonight. And we may be doing some things and then we turn back around and allow circumstance, situations, or problems cause us to not to be consistent. You brought out something about Ziglag, and I love that story about him and Ziglag and whatever, and how regardless of everything that he went through, and even when people want to turn on him, and want to stone him, he sought the will of the Lord, the directions, and inquire of him, and let God give him the answers. Like we said, we need to, even in the midst of the valley, and we have that relationship when we're in hard times or whatever, that will result to looking up and not looking around and walking by sight. And that means that fire, I'm not saying that the fire is not so hot, that glory to God, that it sometimes kind of overwhelms us, but that deep down in we can pull from listening to the voice of God for direction. And it was just so many good things that you brought out. I want to bring out too many other things and stuff like this, and the persistence, even with Paul and the scripture that he says, even my light affliction. And we know how hard and all the things that he went through, and he still say, my light affliction. That relationship makes a
whole lot of difference, even in our endurance and our relationship, and reminding us about what he's already done and who he is, and then some things that we've done to, you know, to bring us back in alignment with his word. And it's going to come through some of these trials, but God got to know that, you know, it's somebody that he can depend on and not waver with. So, God, I bless the Lord for you tonight. You did such a marvelous and wonderful job. This was something unexpected with had to leave out the line, ended up being disconnected, had to disconnect that. That's the reason why all the trouble was going on in the background. But the enemy hadn't fought us all week because of all the prayers and the anointing. So he had to put something in there, but he still didn't interfere in the word. So, and I do apologize if it seemed like a little bit of sharp or abrupt with my sister. I don't mean to do so, but I know with what's going on in the background, to God be the glory, all is well. We're going to thank God and keep pressing and pursuing. But, you know, it was time to just go ahead and just allow it to move forward and give God glory. And I'm looking forward to a great and mighty move of God to continue to go forward. Tomorrow night we will have our own it's Saturday night of the 11th for Pastor Betty Pugh. We're thanking God, glory to God, for her out of Columbia, South Carolina. She will be bringing the word on tomorrow night. And on Sunday, our Brother Black, Minister Black, Robert Black, out of Connecticut. And as he said, pray for him. I had a little concern even earlier part of the week, hadn't been hearing from, but the prayer request he had tonight, make sure you continue to keep him lifted up so he can stay alert on whatever God, this attacker come against him. We thank God for the prophet already prayed, and we're in agreement. We're believing that he's going to come with the power of the anointing, as well as Pastor Betty, to even continue, glory to God, bringing forth that until God releases off the lines, but not to be released from the power of the anointing and the authority and that word that he's placed on the inside of us. So let us continue to celebrate Jesus, glorify him, magnify him. Trials will come, but even in the trials, it's going to make us stronger if we continue to keep holding on to what God says. So we want to be endurance. We want to have that endurance power and perseverance power and pursuing power after Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord. I am truly, truly, truly blessed and encouraged. So bless the Lord. If there's nothing else to be said, I thank God for you all and for the persistence, glory to God, of being on every night, hungering and thirst for the word for so many that still will come on every night. And the other ones that will come on different nights, we thank God for them, that whatever they receive, and we'll pass this word on. We'll just sit there and hold it and enjoy it, and we want to grow by it. We want our light to shine, but pass it on. So God can bless anyone that needs to hear any other episodes. We go back to www.blogtalkradio.com, Divine with D-E-V-I-N, connection, and you can be able to listen to any past episodes and bless the Lord. And we thank you again. We love you. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus and keep him lifted up and continue to humble ourselves, glory to God, and let God do the work in us that he desires and him get the glory, even in the trial, even in the test. Even in, glory to God, the ridicule and all the other stuff that may go on, God going to turn it around that he may get glory. Hallelujah. If we let him, that he be glorified. Bless the Lord. Don't let us fight our own battles. Let God do it. But we got to be dressed with the whole armor. Bless the Lord. I love you. Be blessed and have a great and wonderful night and week. And we're looking forward to our encounter again to the next level in Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom. Have a good night.
Shalom.
Praise God. Praise God. Love you too. Have a blessed one. Continue to pray for my father as you pray for the others too as well. Bless God.
Praise God.
Amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all the praise. I salute you, Lord. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless these, your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.